Jan Cronier is the News 24 and Network 24 journalist in court today at Palm Ridge, seeing the 60-year-old Craig Warriner, who handed himself over to police in fear of his own life last year. And I love the way this was described, wearing a Harley Davidson T-shirt and Crocs. Now, that sounded a bit judgy. But Jan, welcome to The Money Show this evening. The story's gone very, very quiet. How many court appearances has Mr. Warriner undergone or undertaken or been subjected to?
Good evening, Bruce. This was the third time that he was appearing in court. And just to be clear, it was my colleague, Sikonathi Mantshantsha, who was actually in court, and I was on the desk.
Excellent. Got you. But Sikonathi is a very busy guy. And he then, because that looked like a Sikonathi line, actually, the Harley Davidson T-shirt and Crocs, that judgmental line. But just give us a sense of it, please, because here we've got a guy who is accused of a significant fraud. Money has disappeared. Hundreds of investors, some 800 people have submitted claims of 1.6 billion rand against the trust. There are trustees who are looking to see if they can track down any of the money, and good luck with that. He is now looking to enter some kind of plea agreement.
That's correct, Bruce. So when Sikonathi went to court today, we were actually expecting Warriner to have another go at getting bail. Last year, after he handed himself over to police, he did not initially apply for bail. After spending some time in jail, he started this series of bail applications. We thought this was going to be another one. Instead, Bruce, what the prosecutor told the court is that Warriner would bring an application under Section 105 of the Criminal Procedure Act next month. And this is a section of the Act, Bruce, that allows an accused to enter into a plea and sentence agreement with the state. Now, what we've heard Warriner tell the court at previous hearings is that he admits responsibility. So we're expecting him to plead guilty.
That's the trouble, because, you know, was he just bad at his job? Was he careless? Was he bad at admin? Or was there fraud involved?
Bruce, that's the question that we're trying to get to the bottom of. So far in court, that hasn't been addressed widely. The police have said at a previous bail hearing that Warriner actually confessed to them after he surrendered to authorities, saying that he had defrauded over 200 people of just over a billion rand. Obviously, that wasn't in a trial, so there was no cross-examination. They didn't really delve much deeper into it. Bruce, we also know that the trustees who've taken over the trust say that 800 people have come forward with claims totaling 1.6 billion, but the trustees are still trying to track down what happened to the money. Now, Bruce, so I guess the best explanation that we have of what's happening comes from the police, who've described this as a pyramid scheme. We just don't have those granular details yet to say exactly what happened.
Which is why we hope there's an open and transparent court process, because despite the fact that there have been so many of these matters in the past where you keep telling people to make sure people are registered, make sure it's transparent, make sure that you understand where the money is going, there are people who are compelling enough to and act with some freedom in particular circles, because, oh, he's the trusted guy. He's the chair of the Old Boys Association. He's this, and, oh, I put money with him, and I got this return. Oh, nobody then does the due diligence adequately enough, and that's unfortunately where occasionally these things can go awry. Thank you very much, Jan. Good to have you with us this evening. Jan Cronier, on behalf of Truth First, Sikonathi Mantshantsha, was in court today, describing in some detail the appearance of Craig Warriner, who has had a dramatic fall from grace.